Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello and welcome back to the Happiness Hangout podcast, where we talk all about how to transform your mindset to get you closer to your dream life. My name is Katie. I am a certified life coach and someone who is so passionate about all things spirituality, self-growth, and helping others reach their full potential. Going into the new year, one thing that can absolutely change your life and just make it do a whole entire 180 is finding new habits, sticking to them, and allowing them to do their magic. And like the habits we hold are so, so important. So on this episode, I really want to talk about how we can really start sticking to our habits, what habits to choose, and how to actually overcome any of these barriers that might be getting in your way to actually holding yourself accountable. So again, habits literally have the ability to change your life and mindset. And while the big things that we do in life do matter, you'd be surprised at how big of an impact these small actions you take really have. And it's like the compound effect. So small, consistent actions repeated over time lead to significant results. And so while reading 10 pages a day might seem very small, in like 30 days or less, you could be completely done with a whole entire book. And a lot of the times we underestimate the impact of these small habits when in reality, they can, again, literally change our whole entire life. And I have seen my life change, especially by taking on new habits and sticking to them. And so again, today we're going to identify these habits, how to know what to take on, and how to create the habits that you can actually stick to. So identifying habits, I want you to zoom out for a second and think about your bigger goal. So maybe it's being more present. Maybe it is you want to be more confident. Maybe you want to get in better shape. Like whatever it is, reflect on your personal goals and values. And then I want you to realize that all you have to do to get there is take small little actions to get there and have a plan. And so some other great questions to ask yourself to identify these habits are, what areas of my life do I want to improve or feel stuck in? This really helps you pinpoint where new habits can make the biggest impact in your life. So maybe you're feeling stuck with your mindset. Maybe you're feeling stuck and don't feel as productive, or you don't feel great with your health. Like wherever you feel stuck, really like identify that area. The next question you can ask yourself is, what kind of person do I want to become? And what habits align with that identity? And so if you want to become like a healthier person, let's say, habits like daily movement could be in there, or having balanced meals. The next question is, what are my long-term goals and what does it take to get there? And I think the issue that a lot of us have, and I also had a really big issue with this for a while too, is I wasn't able to pinpoint what my goals were. Like I had these broad goals, but I wasn't very specific or clear on it. And so really, if you haven't already done it for the new year, I highly recommend just taking a second and writing down what those big goals are. What are your long-term goals? Where do you want to be? And through there, you're able to see what habits you need to start taking on it to get there. Another great question to ask yourself is, what habits excite me or feel aligned with my values? And so for me, for so long, I was like, it would be great if I could meditate, but I was like the farthest person from actually sticking to it. I was like, I get so bored. I can't do it. This is not like a habit I actually want to take on, but it would be cool if I was able to. And eventually I was able to get that habit on, but like just hearing those things that we tell ourselves of, it would be cool if I'd be able to take on that habit, or I know this habit is going to change my life. Like, I know that deep down, we all know the habits or the things that we need to start doing, but a lot of the times we'll like procrastinate them because without knowing it, we are afraid of change. Again, I talked a lot about this last episode and a few episodes getting it, but like the upper limit problem of, we're just like scared of change. And so maybe that's why you're like putting off taking on these habits. But deep down, I think we all know the habits that we need to take on. And so like just really reflecting on what habits you have been called to start taking on, or like you've been procrastinating. And then another great thing to do is to reflect on past experiences to learn what worked, what didn't, and how you can just approach those new habits more effectively. And so, again, when we're looking at meditation, if it was, I am going to meditate for 30 minutes a day, but in the mornings you feel so rushed, you can't wake up earlier, like find a way to fit that in later in your day, or maybe start with 5 minutes during the day and 20 minutes when you have like a break in the middle of the day and feel less rushed. Like, your habits shouldn't be so difficult for you to follow through. And I think that's a very big common misconception that a lot of people have. The next thing I want to cover is the art of starting small. Again, so often we think we need to just automatically dive into the habit and go full force and automatically start reading 50 pages a day or automatically start meditating for like 2 hours, when that's literally not it. There's so much importance in starting small and having those manageable steps. So 5 minutes of journaling maybe instead of an hour, 10 minutes of a walk instead of a full workout if you don't have the time for it. So like, make these habits easy for you to stick to and break them down. And you don't need to start like all the way at the top. You could start at step one and just start gradually building up. But I think this makes it a lot less overwhelming. Another big issue that I have seen in both my life and clients' life is not being able to stick to these habits. And so we build this habit, we do it for a day maybe, and then we're like, oh, this is too hard, I don't want to do it. And so I wanted to share some practical tools that can help you stick to these habits. And the first one is habit stacking. And so attach a new habit to an existing routine. So for example, I wanted to be listening to affirmations every single day, or listening to like an affirmation track, or saying my affirmations. And so I started stacking that while I was doing my skincare. So while I was doing my skincare, I was listening to these affirmations. Or when I wanted to meditate, I would do it right after I made my bed, because I knew every single morning I was going to be making my bed. And right after, I'd be like, okay, it's time to meditate. The next thing is tracking progress. So put it in your to-do list, put it on your phone, put a reminder on your phone, and then being able to like cross that off. Or I know there's a lot of habit tracking apps, or make your own habit tracker. But I think like being able to cross it out always feels so rewarding and feels so good. And you're able to look back and be like, wait, that is great. I was able to do that for a whole week. And that really just gives you motivation to keep going. The third thing is having a rewards system. So celebrate those small wins to reinforce consistency. So maybe you have a friend keeping you accountable and you tell them like every single day, like, hey, I did this, and you're getting like a congrats from them. Or even just like celebrating it yourself and being like, okay, if I do it for 7 days, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z thing for myself. Another great thing to do is to just commit for a week. You don't need to commit for your whole life. You just need to say, okay, for the next 7 days, I'm going to commit to this habit. So for so long, I wanted to stop going on my phone before bed and just like stop putting it next to my bed. But I just kept letting it charge by my bed. I'd be like getting ready for bed and be like, okay, let's scroll on TikTok. Let's waste some time on there. And then I just like would feel so not great waking up the next morning. And it's just like wasn't how I wanted to end my day. So for 1 week, I was like, I'm just going to commit to putting my phone in my bathroom before bed, so I wouldn't go on it before bed, or I wouldn't go on it as soon as I wake up. And I had to just automatically start my morning, wake up and go get my phone to like turn off the alarm. But I did it for a week, and I honestly did not think that I would commit after a week. But after a week, I was like, wait, this is a habit. I could do this. This is so easy. So it's just like showing yourself that you're able to do it, because so often I just don't think we fully believe in ourselves and our ability to do these things. But when you just start small, you're like, wait, that wasn't that hard. I could do that. And then you're able to build up. And the last thing that I highly suggest on being able to stay to these is make it easy for yourself. Habits do not need to be hard to take on for yourself. And like so often, again, we make these habits so difficult for us to stick to, and then we can't stick to that. And we're like, you see, I told you I couldn't stick to it. But it's like, no, you can make it easier for yourself. So how can you simplify it as much as possible? And how can you make it as easy for yourself to stick to that habit? So for so long, I wanted to start going to the gym in the mornings. And so when I decided, okay, every single morning I'm going to start going to the gym, I was like, how can I make this easy for myself? It was setting my clothes out the night before. It was packing my bag the night before. It was making like a cold brew coffee and leaving it in the refrigerator. Like whatever it is to make it easy for yourself so that you know that you're just able to get into that routine. Like it doesn't need to be so hard for yourself to stick to these habits. The next thing I wanted to go over is overcoming those common roadblocks that we have. And so I think a big one is this lack of motivation. And there will be days when you don't feel as motivated, which I want to just quickly say, once you do get into these habits, like, it won't matter if you're motivated or not, because you're like, this is a habit, like, this is something that I'm used to. But when you're starting off, I get that motivation can be hard. And so when the motivation is hard, just do your best to stick to it, even if it's like a modified version of it. So let's say you're like, I'm meditating for 10 minutes every morning. One morning you're really not feeling it, just stick to it, even for like 3 minutes. So you don't need to make it hard for yourself, and also you don't need to feel down on yourself about it. Another really common issue, again, is like the time constraints or perfectionism. And so with all of these, it's just like being able to have a modified version for yourself in the case that you're not able to stick to it, because it's like, it doesn't need to be all or nothing. There's going to be some days that you're not feeling your best. There's going to be some days that you don't have the time and you're in a rush. Maybe you woke up later. It's like, how can I just keep that habit, even if it's just a little bit, so that I don't get completely like off of the horse with it? And it's also like, okay, if there's a day that you miss or you don't end up being able to do it fully one day, like, there is no need to put yourself down on it. And I think having a positive self-talk when it comes to this is super, super important. And I know for myself, like, when I was starting to take on so many of these habits, I would feel so down on myself for not fully being able to commit to it sometimes, or when I wasn't able to. But instead of putting myself down and being like, God, Katie, like, why couldn't you do that? I'd be like, okay, you know what? That's okay. Today was just a day that was an off day, but I'm able to get at it tomorrow, and I'm still able to do a little bit with it. Ending this episode off, I am encouraging you to just choose one habit that you could stick to. Decide when it's going to happen, decide where it's going to happen, decide how you're going to put it into your routine, and then track your consistency for 1 week. If 1 week is too much, you can be like, okay, you know what? I don't want to stick to more, but just try it out for 1 week and see the little changes that happen in your life. You are so much more capable than you're probably giving yourself credit for. And if you need someone to hold you accountable, my DMs are always open. I am sending you so much love and light, and we will chat in the next episode.